we're going to talk about protecting your financial assets today. Will you be the next victim in the lawsuit epidemic? The website is assetprotectionattorneys.com. The title of the new book is Financial Self-Defense. And we are talking with Hillel Presser, a man who has got to be wearing his orange very proudly right now, right?
You got it. I am a Syracuse University proud graduate, and I'm rooting for them the whole way through.
Now, today is International Goof-Off Day, so will you be goofing off from work today so you can catch that game later on? Or?
I don't think I can. I wish I could.
You know, well, let's talk about a really cool offer you have for people listening this morning. If they go to assetprotectionattorneys.com, what will happen?
If they go to assetprotectionattorneys.com, on the lower left-hand corner, they'll see a Contact Us form. If they just put in their information and let us know that they heard about us on your show, I'm going to personally send them a signed complimentary copy of our newest book, free of charge, free shipping. And that's because I've been on your show before, and I appreciate it, and I'm happy to be here.
All right. So, again, hit the website, assetprotectionattorneys.com. Well, let's jump in here, because I think there was a time when people would probably, you know, ponder what you're doing and say, oh, well, you know, I really don't need that. But I believe more and more people are coming to the realization that, you know, you have your assets hanging out there unprotected. You're probably in trouble.
Yeah, Doctor, you're right. You know, unfortunately, with the terrible economy, lawsuits are becoming the next biggest business. You know, most people can find any lawyer to take the case free of charge on a contingency fee, and if they win, there's probably a good chance they're going to get some tax-free money. So people are really making it the next biggest business, and the stats have gone way up. I think the last time I checked, there's over 100 million lawsuits every single year. One in three people will be sued in the next 12 months, and the average person and business gets sued about four or five times over their lifetime. So unfortunately, while it might have been an occurrence that only happened to a few of us in the past, now it's becoming more the norm.
Well, and I think as well, it's moved obviously well beyond just businesses needing protection. I mean, as you just said, I mean, it's personal things. And I mean, one of the most alarming cases is the one cited, you know, that you chat about in Illinois, where a 20 and 23 year old, they sued their mother.
Yeah, there's so many crazy cases. The one that you're talking about, I think they sued their mom for about $50,000 in damages, and the rationale was bad mothering. It included setting a curfew for their teenage daughter, haggling over clothing prices, and failing to send the college care packages. But even above and beyond that, there was another case. I think this is one of the craziest lawsuits of 2011. There was a robber who robbed a house and kidnapped a family. When he was caught by the police, he actually sued the family for not helping him escape. And his theory was they breached an oral contract. So it gets a little crazy out there.
Well, and I guess, the wild thing is that the two cases you're talking about, they actually made it to court.
Oh, yeah, and that's the problem. You know, in our judicial system, it's not like you have to post a bond to sue. Depending where you are, you might have to pay a couple hundred dollars in court fees, but again, this is usually covered by the attorney who's handling the case on contingency fee. So even if it's a totally frivolous lawsuit, the person, the innocent person who's being sued, it's going to cost them $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 just to defend the case, which means if they win, they've still lost due to all the legal fees.
Yeah, and it's mind-boggling. And of course, you know, let's transition into what you're talking about in your new book, Financial Self-Defense. I mean, we're not here, I mean, those lawsuits are just atrocious, and they shouldn't even hit there, but that's not what we're going to talk about this morning. We want to talk about getting people basically buttoned up and pinned down so that they are protected. And right out of the gate, I mean, when you talk about asset protection, we have to, ponder, is this legal to do? I mean, are we becoming like those slimy lawyers out there?
That's a great question, Doctor. You know, we don't invent the rules. You know, we don't come up with the exemptions. We didn't make up bankruptcy. We didn't make up corporations. You know, we just find the best way to use them. And I always give the definition of asset protection being the legal process of titling one's personal and business assets to put them beyond the reach of future potential threats and creditors. And essentially what we do as asset protection attorneys is we help our clients protect any any asset they have from any financial threat. So it might be a business owner, it might be a lawyer, a doctor, it might just be the everyday worker. And they might be protecting things as simple as checking and savings, primary homes or vacation homes, shares in a corporation, intellectual property, anything of value. And in today's day and age, they're protecting them mostly from lawsuits, car accidents, divorce, potential short sale or foreclosure deficiencies, but really any financial threat, you know, that can come around and wipe out what they've worked their whole life to obtain.
Now, when you mention business owners, a question just kind of popped into my mind here. So if you're a business owner, especially these days where, you know, I believe small business owners basically make the world go round. I mean, they keep the economy moving, and I think we're seeing more and more of those these days just simply because the big corporations, they're not hiring. So if you're a business owner and you have protection that way, so you've set up your LLC or whatever it might be, hopefully not a DBA because that still leaves you open, but you set up an LLC or some other corporation, does that business owner still need to do it on an individual personal basis as well?
100%, and I'll give you the two main reasons. Number one is nobody expects to get up in the morning and be sued. So you never know what your potential threats are, and you never know what your potential creditors are. So certainly you want to make sure you're buttoned up. But probably the biggest misconception we see when people come into our office is they might have a C-Corp or an S-Corp or some sort of business entity set up. And the goal was to protect personal assets from business liability. And it does occur and it does do that most of the time, but they never think the other way around. What if they're sued personally? What if they're sued and it has nothing to do with the business? Maybe it's a car accident, a breach of contract, some sort of short sale or foreclosure deficiency. Well, just like if you own a share of Best Buy stock, there's no difference than owning a share of stock in your C-Corp or an S-Corp. And these creditors, when they sue you personally, can actually take the stock in your corporation and essentially take over your business. So you want to make sure that you both have business and personal asset protection, because you never know from which direction the lawsuit's going to come.
Hometown Radio, 1420 WACK, chatting with Hillel Presser here this morning. The title of his new book is Financial Self-Defense. Hit the website assetprotectionattorneys.com. Also, scroll down the left-hand side, order a book, and tell them that you heard us on the air this morning, and you'll get that book for free with free shipping. Going to take a break on the live line. More with Hillel, talking about how to kind of keep your assets protected, coming up next on WACK. Morning, we're talking asset protection here today with Hillel Presser. The website, again, is assetprotectionattorneys.com. The new book is Financial Self-Defense. Well, welcome back to the live line. Hillel, good to have you with us.
Thanks again for having me, Doctor.
Now, during the break, I was thinking, so because we're talking about have business owners, you know, setting up an LLC or C-Corps and different things to protect themselves, and also doing something on the personal side to protect themselves, this leads to the question, you know, to set up, and depending on what state you're in, to, you know, set up LLCs and things like that. I mean, we're talking, in New York State, a lot of money, $1,200 to $1,500. So what kind of dollars are we talking here to set this up? Are we going to go into the poorhouse to set this up on both the business side and individual side?
First of all, I totally agree. Unfortunately, New York just happens to be one of those expensive states. Not all states are like that. In most states, you can set up a pretty protective business entity for a few hundred dollars. Again, New York has different publishing requirements, so certainly it can be up towards the $1,200 or $1,500, but that really is the exception. What I would challenge the listener, or what I would challenge the business owner, is to say, can you afford not to do it? I mean, to go to an attorney and put together a business entity with a great asset protection agreement, with all the asset protection clauses and all the anti-creditor clauses, might cost you anywhere from, I'm just going to throw it out there, you know, $500 to $1,500. So I would challenge the business owner and say, can you afford not to do it? Because if you have a business that's doing $50,000, $100,000, $500,000, $5 million a year, I mean, you don't want that stripped and taken away from you. So I think it's so important to make sure that you put your plan together correctly, proactively from the beginning, so you have no issues in the future.
Now, and again, just before we talk about, you know, setting them up, you mentioned the fact, of course, in other states it's a whole lot cheaper, and sometimes I've heard people say, well, okay, so it's really expensive in New York State, but, you know, I know somebody who, you know, lives in another state where it's maybe a couple hundred dollars to set up an LLC. What if I just register it there, even though I'm in New York State? You know, is that legal? And is, you know, or are we opening ourselves up for more issues?
Well, the answer is it depends, and I know probably most lawyers tell you that, and everybody hates the gray area. But the reason why it depends is it depends what type of business you're operating. You know, let's say you're a New York resident and you have a car dealership. Well, you can certainly open up an entity in Florida or Delaware or anywhere else. However, with that being said, you're still going to need to register it to do business in New York. So now you're paying essentially double fees, so I wouldn't recommend it. With that being said, if you have some sort of online business where you might technically not be doing business in that state, you know, you might be able to get away with that. So it's just going to depend on, you know, what your ultimate business is and how you're practicing.
All right. Hometown Radio 1420 WACK. Again, we're chatting with Hillel Presser here this morning. The website is assetprotectionattorneys.com. Now, we've talked about business size, and as you said, you know, if there's a business that's making, you know, $50,000, $500,000, whatever the number might be, as you roll up the business side, okay, we want to have those assets protected. As an individual, okay, you know, I've got, you know, maybe a buck and a half in the bank. when they send me my bank statements, they put LOL on the statement. I don't have a lot of stuff. Why do I still need to do this?
Here's the thing, you know, lawsuits go after everybody, and I think that every single person needs some sort of asset protection plan. Now, I'm going to capitalize the word some sort, and that's because obviously the person who has a buck and a half in the bank is not going to need the same plan as one of my professional athlete clients that has $50 million. But with that being said, I always give this example. If one of my athletes are sued for $5 million, okay, and they have $50 million, yeah, they're not happy about it, but they still have $45 million left. They're going to be okay. You know, if the everyday average Joe gets sued for $1 million and they only have $50,000 in the bank, that's devastating. It's going to be nearly impossible for them to recover from that. So I think the little guy actually needs it much more than the big guy, but obviously not to the same degree.
So let's lay out for the listeners here that are saying, you know what, I think I need to do this. What steps do they need to do to begin to make sure, you know, the phrase we used before the break, to get buttoned up and be secure in this?
Well, before they can even think about getting buttoned up, they need to do two things. Number one is they need to educate themselves. They need to become an educated client. And like I said, if anybody goes to our website at assetprotectionattorneys.com, on the lower left-hand corner, if they fill out the contact us and let us know they heard about us on your show, I will personally send them a signed free book with free shipping. Before you do anything, educate yourself. The next step is to inventory your wealth. Every client that walks in our office has a lot more than what they think they have. You need to sit down and write down every single thing you have, and not just the checking and savings, not just the business, not just the real estate, but phone numbers, domain names, intellectual property, any possible inheritances. Does anybody owe you money? You know, people have a lot more than they think they have, and before you can even take steps to protect it, you need to make sure that you inventory your wealth.
So why, you know, when you mentioned domain names, you know, in this internet world, a lot of people own domain names. Now, what about even something like if they parked it at like a blog spot? So they may not own the blogspot.com, but they set up a blog. I mean, in essence, that's still their property, right?
It is, and again, it's going to depend how you register it. You know, did you purchase it and then go to some sort of company to help you put the blog together? Then more than likely, you're going to own that. Some companies, you know, when you sign up for them and they get you the name, if you read the small print, you know, they actually own the domain name. And my father always used to say, the big print giveth, the small print taketh away. So no matter what you do, make sure you read everything, because there's probably something in there that you might not care about now, but a few years from now, when you're trying to get your domain name back, you know, you wish you would have read it.
So obviously you said you're going to sit down, you're going to inventory what you have. This is more than just taking pictures of what you own. As you said, I mean, list domain names, other things that are out there, possible inheritances. You know, my mother's going to leave me, I don't know her, you know, that aunt, and I'm going to put a plug in here because I know she's listening, okay? My mother's going to leave me that antique picture pitcher and wash basin that's on the antique, you know, end table that has my name stuck on it on the back. Do I list that as an asset?
You definitely do, because number one, you want to make sure that, you know, your mother doesn't have any creditors and it doesn't go to one of her creditors. And number two, you want to make sure that it passes to you in a way that's protected, where God forbid you have creditors at the time that she's passed away, that that's safe. You know, certainly you don't want to lose a family heirloom, and it seems like you really want that.
Well, this not only has the big picture and everything, it also has the toothbrush holder too.
Ah, okay. Now I see why you want it so bad.
Now, hello, all joking aside, so once you've gone through and you've listed that stuff, what's the next step? Are we now ready to call someone like you?
Definitely. And understand that there's no one magic bullet. You know, there's no one size fits all. Everybody's personal assets are different, everyone's potential threats are different, and everyone's potential creditors are different. So you need a plan that's going to work for you, not for your business partner, for your neighbor, for your friend. You need a customized and individualized, tailored asset protection plan. And I always tell my clients, start very simple. Start very inexpensive. You don't have to do it all at once. You know, sometimes people try to put together such a comprehensive plan that they don't keep up with it, and then it just falls in dismay. You know, it's better to take small baby steps and actually follow up with it than to do everything at once and just let it fall out of touch.
Okay. Hometown Radio, 1420 WACK. Again, chatting with Hillel Presser this morning, and the website is assetprotectionattorneys.com. Now, Hillel, the difference between domestic and international, because there's, boy, you know, you mentioned doing dealings on, you know, on the internet. So you're not really in a state. You're doing international things, because all of a sudden you can have an international business. Are there different? I mean, is there a one size fit all policy, or do you have to set something up for domestic and international?
Not at all. I have a lot of clients that set up domestic asset protection plans, which simply mean inside the United States. I have a lot of clients that set up international asset protection plans, which simply mean outside of the United States. You know, right now we're in such a global business world that business is being done both in and outside of the United States. Certainly there's a lot of added protection you can get by going outside of the United States, but I always stress to every single person, don't do it for tax reasons. Just because you go outside of the United States, you will not save money on taxes. It's all tax neutral. And make sure you fill out all the proper reporting requirements with the IRS, with the Treasury Department, etc. Okay, so there's nothing wrong with doing the international asset protection planning, but you have to make sure you're doing it correctly.
Now, what about insurance? Because there's probably, and you probably hear this a lot, people say, well, you know, I have insurance. You know, my auto insurance covers, you know, dismemberment and things like that. You know, isn't this covered under my auto insurance? Isn't this covered under, you know, my house insurance or whatever? But you have to go a step beyond just regular insurance?
Definitely. You know, I have insurance, and certainly I tell all my clients to buy as much insurance as they can because it's cheap. I mean, you can get probably a $2 million umbrella policy for maybe $500 a year. And I tell my clients to buy insurance because it helps them sleep at night. But with that being said, I tell them don't rely on it. You need a belt and suspenders approach. You need as many layers and as many firewalls as possible. 70% of insurance claims are not paid. And I can give you story after story where clients had insurance policies. They should have paid, but they didn't. And I always tell the client to keep in mind, you know, the insurance company is a private company. You know, they're in business to make money. They're not in business to pay your claim. So if there's a way for them to get around paying your claim, they're not paying it. Again, I think it's great to buy. It's cheap. It helps you sleep at night, but definitely don't rely on it. Put an asset protection plan together.
All right. Again, our guest this morning has been Hillel Presser. The title of his new book is Financial Self-Defense. Again, people go to assetprotectionattorneys.com to get a free autographed book with free shipping. What again do they need to do, Hillel?
All they need to go is go to assetprotectionattorneys.com. On the bottom lower corner, there's a contact us form. As long as they let us know they heard about us on your show, I'm going to send them a free signed book with free shipping.
All right. Thanks so much for your time. Hello. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks for having me.